integrative health info. At its best, it's time for It's Your Health, and it ain't rocket science with Dr. Decker Weiss and Dr. Holly Lucille.
I got to tell you, Dr. Weiss, Dr. Holly here, and anytime anybody tells me that I can't do something, I get so fired up inside that I want to do whatever that is and then some. Like, limitations, I feel, should never, ever, ever be put on a human being.
Hey, tell somebody their limitations. It's their choice whether to accept it. My patients are people who don't listen to doctors. They have not listened when they told they were going to die in a year. One of my best friends, Donna Lee, was diagnosed with a terminal cancer. They gave her 6 months. She decided not to listen to them. It's been 3 years. She's cancer-free.
Nice.
And they said that this is the best. I have patients and cases over and over and over of them not listening to, I know that I shouldn't just be picking on doctors, but I am going to do this. It is time for doctors to stop giving patients limitations, especially ones that only practice conventional model, because limitations might be in their system, but it might not be in ours, Holly.
Exactly. Absolutely. You know, I always say that I also say there's nothing textbook anymore. You have no idea. On the contrary, and I want to kind of keep this positive because I think that's important for this particular segment. You know, I had a young man, 26 years old, come into my practice with colon cancer, and it progressed so far because guess what? The doctor decided that, no, you're too young to get colon cancer. You're just too young, you know? So, right. And so since it wasn't textbook presentation, the doctor was like, that can't be it. You probably just need to settle down and chew your food. It's just what he was told.
Did he really say that?
Yes.
Settle down and do this. And how's he doing now?
He's passed.
Oh, God.
Yep. Don't listen. Yeah.
Don't listen. And that's the other side of it, right? You feel bad and you're like, hey, something's really wrong. Just go get the test. I agree. You know, when I wrote the segment, and what kind of stimulated me to do this was these two Oregon teens. Did you hear about this?
I did. Pretty amazing.
Yeah. Two Oregon teens, their father's life. Jeff Smith of Lebanon, Oregon, said he was trying to pull a tree stump out of his garden when his boot slipped off the clutch of the tractor and the tractor flipped on top of him, with the steering wheel pinning his chest to the ground. He screamed for help, and two teenage sisters, one 14, one 16, lifted the 3,000-pound tractor off of their father and saved his life.
Wow. Unbelievable.
I know this is a little hippy-dippy of me, but I think this should be an example for life. I think this should be that when we act and we focus, the things that we can accomplish are unbelievable. I mean, the human capacity to recover at any age in any disease, from any disease, is there. I believe it absolutely in my heart. I have these guys coming to me all the time with late stage heart disease and weak hearts. Like, yeah, I've only got a few months to live. And I'm like, well, why? Well, you're the doctor, you know. I said, actually, I don't know that. Actually, mortality is generally between you and your spiritual side, your religion or whatever you feel, or how long you want to go. As far as your physical body, why don't we decide when it's worn out? Because it can actually regenerate. Why is it, Holly, that our people over 30 years old don't think they can regenerate and get better anymore?
Did you notice that? I just think it's messaging. Yeah, absolutely. It's poor messaging. I mean, it's why menopausal women think that their bones are going to become paper thin and their heart's going to stop after menopause. It's the messaging, I believe, from the medical community. It's very seductive. And if we can scare people and get them into a fear place, then they are more likely, in my beliefs, to buy something that's then going to be marketed to them that will help cure their fear. And so I think that we are unbelievable in our capacity and ability to heal. That is the basis of naturopathic medicine, who we are, what we do. Science of vitalism, as in nature, our bodies have the ability to heal. But guess what? We've got to figure out what are the obstacles to that process if there's something in the way. And if we can remove them, whether they're excesses or deficiencies or what have you, we're going to get better. We just got to think it through. That's the biggest thing.
And we have to understand that we're not machines. And sometimes I even get caught using that analogy. and say, well, you're a machine and do you clean your oil? We do, and that's a way of teaching people things. And I don't think it's a terrible thing. But we're not machines. Machines don't fix themselves. A very overpriced car mechanic fixes my car. We have the capacity to heal. There's a great example of this. You know Dr. Jim Sensenig as well as I do. And when his kids were growing up, when they would get a scratch or a cut, they'd clean it up, put a Band-Aid on it, and they would say, okay, we have it clean and we have it covered. Now you're going to heal yourself. And they did it from the time they're a little baby. And I started it with Amelie, my three-year-old. And she knows, my three-year-old knows that it's not me that's healing her cut. It's not the triple antibiotic ointment or the whatever kind of cream we're using, usually the natural stuff for antibiotic. It's not the fact that it's the Band-Aid, that it's actually her. I want this child, Holly, as she's growing up, to understand that she is healing herself. And I want her to know that can apply for cancer or heart disease or
I want to die and come back as your daughter.
We'll see you around teenagers.
Yeah, exactly. No, that's awesome. That is so, it's just, and then that's just the opposite. It's positive messaging. You know, it's like, there's that old, it's the old, oh my gosh, I'm going to butcher this, but please listeners, just be patient with me and compassionate and hang on. But it's an old Indian tale of a grandson who was talking to his grandfather and saying, I'm having this dilemma. I hear both sides of, there's this angry wolf on one side and he's jealous and he's envious and he just doesn't love very much. And then over here, there's another wolf on my right side who's compassionate and understanding and full of love and forgiveness. And I get so confused sometimes and I don't know what to do. And the grandfather says, it depends. They were fighting, and the grandson said, which one is going to win? And the grandfather said, it depends on which one you feed. It depends on which one you pay attention to. And that's exactly, if we can get these positive messaging that are not just opinions, they are scientific facts. It's just a different way of looking at things. Then I think people can be more empowered to wake up, use their own mind, think things through, and truly be their own primary care provider.
And I want to summarize a little bit about why we brought this up, about these girls lifting this 3,000-pound tractor over their father. The idea is that when they ran up there, they didn't say that's too heavy. They ran up there and said, we have to get this off his chest. They went in focused, and they had a mission. They were able to do it. We brought up two different scenarios where that might apply to you. Number one is, if you're told that you have an illness and you're going to die, you don't have to listen to that. Now, I don't know if you're going to be able to beat it or not. What I'm saying, if you accept that limitation, you own it. If you decide I'm not going to die during that time, at least you have a shot. The other scenario is what you brought up was very important too. If you're like, no, something's wrong and your doctor's not paying attention to it, that's that same thing. He or she's putting a limit on you, saying you don't really need the testing. Do that. Get that colonoscopy. Get that blood test. If you're thinking, no, something's just not right and you're not doing that, get another doctor or get in and get that test. It's very interesting. That's your two wolves, right, Holly?
Absolutely. Those are the two wolves. Which one are you going to pay attention to? Which one are you going to feed? That's the one that's going to grow. That's the one that's going to win.
Is that a Native American thing story?
It is. It is. And I actually have it. It's a Native American story, and I actually have it written down, and it's definitely much more eloquent when I can remember the exact phrasing. But I think we're all good enough to get what I was saying.
But we're all good enough to understand that we can beat these things. I had a great conversation with Dan Rubin. He's an oncologist. He's a naturopathic doctor out here in the state of Arizona. And I said, when my patients come in and they're supposed to die of heart failure and heart disease, I extend them way beyond where everybody says they're going to be. I said, do you get that with cancer? He says, well, let's put it this way. If they just stay in that system, that's the expectation of what they're going to have. When they come into a different system, it's up in the air. Now it's between them, their body, their spirit, and how good I can be that day. Don't accept limitations from doctors. Be the one that can lift the tractor off that person. Be the one who can stick around as long as you want with the health you want. And listen to us at Radio MD. We'll help you get there.